the West's role in fixing the Rohingya crisis. There is something rotten in Myanmar. About 700,000 Rohingya, a Muslim minority, have fled the nation's coastal state of Rakhine to Bangladesh in order to escape the military. At least 6,700 Rohingya were killed in 1 month alone, estimates Doctors Without Borders. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has called it an ethnic cleansing. Others suspect even worse. While Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, does not have control of the military, she has failed to show moral leadership and a willingness to listen to frank advice. What, then, can the West do? The space to help Myanmar correct course is narrow and shrinking, although a few imperfect options exist. The international community will need to strike a balance between punishing Myanmar, however symbolically, and convincing the nation of its genuine desire to help. At a minimum, Western governments should impose targets sanctioned against military officials for human rights abuses. Broad-based economic sanctions are blunt tools that should be used only as a last resort. Meanwhile, donor governments and humanitarian agencies should withhold both political and financial support to the hastily planned repatriation process for refugees in Bangladesh, unless Myanmar can ensure that returns are safe, voluntary, dignified, and sustainable. Less scrupulous donors may undercut such an approach, but that is insufficient justification for propping up the structures that fostered the current crisis. Pulling out completely, however, would be counterproductive. Myanmar would retrench further and toward neighbors like China, which are keen for influence but whose approaches in Rakhine could spark further violence. Efforts to document what has occurred may provide opportunities to hold perpetrators accountable or help facilitate future reconciliation. And the West should encourage a joint investigation with Myanmar into human rights abuses and the mass graves discovered in Rakhine.